Freaking phone hang up when you was about to call you back.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, we got disconnected there. No, but I was saying 90% of searches do start and stop there. The beauty of the placement, Jose, is we don't charge you per lead or click or call. So this is actually the most popular type of placement on Google, but it's just based on availability is the main reason why people can't just put themselves up there. So once you get that spot or if you decide to move forward, we'd be putting you in a position where people can call you live off the first page after looking up your services, and you don't get charged like a lead fee or a click fee or a call fee for that contact. It's just one flat monthly rate for the placement.
Can you tell me how much that is?
Yeah, so Tara asked me to put you on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle, where we'll actually build a custom website design for you as well. I didn't see a website. And then she also asked us to run some Facebook ads to give your Facebook page a boost. Usually that package is $499 month to month. But if you wanted to come on board with us today, I could actually reduce the rate down to just $299. So it'll save you about $200 compared to your largest competitor. And we would lock you in at that rate. So it's not just going to save you $200 on the first month. It's going to save you $200 every month because you'll keep that deal for as long as you're with us.
Yeah, we can't do that right now because we're paying Andy about $400 month to month.
Yeah, man, if you could do anything with Angie's, you would do great with being on the first page. Angie actually gets a lot of their leads from being on Google. Like if you look up painters in Charlotte, there's the top three guys, and then a couple of spots under it, it says Angie's List, top 10 best painters. So they just put themselves on Google, and then they sell the lead to you, but those leads go to like three or four people, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. You know, I feel like we'll put you in a position to have people call you directly without the lead fees. So you'll spend less, but you'll get more job opportunities.
So what is it like? How many people would call us within a month? Are you able
So Google doesn't want me to like guarantee you're going to get this many customers, right? But the keyword painter in the Charlotte area, this is like a 40-mile radius around Charlotte, just in the last 30 days, has 1,812 searches. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls. You know, it's just that many more people that would have saw your business name and your information. Even if you're able to just capitalize on 1% of the traffic that's out there, that's like 18 new calls, you know? So Google advertising's been the most profitable way for business owners to market themselves for the last 17 years, Jose. Like I said, even Home Advisor by Angie's is using Google to get the leads that they're selling to you. So, you know, it's by far the best way to get exposure for your company and generate new customers and business.
Uh-huh.
And we don't just list you for painting. Like, we list you for other services, too. You know, we give you 15 different keywords or services at a time.
Let's say we get with you guys, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything. Then what?
I mean, that would never happen. Like I said, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. I don't think it's going to magically stop when you sign up with us today. But you can discontinue or cancel the services at any time. You know, it's month to month.
So let's just break it down. So you say we're going to be on the Google page.
Uh-huh.
And you say something about a website and a Facebook ads. Is that
correct?
All included?
That's all included in the pricing structure.
Here, hold one second. Let me call my brother.
Okay. That's perfect. I'm actually going to send this to you in writing, too, so you could see it while you do that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to call my brother right now so we can be in the same line. One second.
Okay.
¿Quieres parquearme por aquí?
Déjame ver qué me invento acá, porque...
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm still with you. Yeah.
My brother is on the other line, too.
Oh, no, that.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. I was reaching out to Jose in regards to Brother's Company Multi-Services LLC about listing the business on the first page of the Google search results. Our company name is Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California, and we've been partnered with them for the last 20 years. But we were calling because we had a listing that became available in the Charlotte area, and you guys fit the qualified candidates list for the services. So I was talking to Jose about listing Brother's Company Multi-Services LLC on the first page of the Google search results, so that way customers can contact you guys or find you when they're looking up the services that you provide. And I was also going over like building the website for him and then also running some ads through your Facebook. You know, the whole idea here is for us to use the first page placement on Google and our 20 years of experience to drive more traffic and job opportunities to your business each month.
Okay.
Okay, and that's when he wanted to bring you on the line. Once we were discussing kind of like the pricing structure, it's a full
website works. So if you guys are trying to build a website for us, how is that going to be working? Because that's very important.
Yeah, so we're partnered with Google, so the first thing we'll do is we'll get you a domain name for the business, like brotherscompanymultiservices.com, and then we have a team of graphic designers in-house. So obviously we want your input, Jose. We want to make sure that the company looks how you guys want it to look online. We'll also help you develop the logo if you need it, and then we also ask you to send in any, like, photos or pictures of work that you've done in the past, like maybe some before and after shots. So we can build up the portfolio, but we fully build it and customize it. And then we also provide hosting as a part of our services. So any kind of change.
That's within the $299 that you were talking about?
Correct. Yeah, that's all a part of the package and pricing structure. And then any changes that you guys want to make to it as we're going along, it's just a part of the service as well. It's no extra charge. So we'll continue to fine tune it until it looks exactly how you want it to look.
Is it a contract?
No, our services are month to month. So we try to just get you guys to come back each month by bringing in customers and making you money. You know, there's a tracking system and an app that we have that you can download, and it'll help you keep track of all the job opportunities that we're bringing in for you through Google and through Facebook. So our goal is to try to generate as many jobs for you each month so that way you don't want to cancel.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you think? Should we go where? What do we do?
Well, honestly, we can give it a month. And I'm telling you up front, I like the fact that you guys don't put us in a contract, but we can give it a try in a month and go from there, as you said, with the tuning and see if it adjusts our needs and it's being efficient to our needs.
Yeah, you guys will love it. I was talking to Jose, and he was telling me that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, which is like a pay-per-lead service. They get a lot of their leads from Google, but where that system fails is they'll sell the lead to like four or five people, and they often charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So we're actually going to put you in a position for people to be able to call you directly live. You won't have to deal with those lead fees anymore or your leads going to multiple guys. So not only will you spend less, but you'll get more job opportunities from this, and they'll be better quality leads as well.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about, you know. You said it, quality leads.
Yeah,
this quality is like in my country, it's like a rush with a taxi. You call one taxi, dispatcher send it to 20 taxis, and whoever gets the first, I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's kind of how that system works. And usually the homeowner is going to be looking for the cheapest guy at that point.
Yeah.
So you don't want to pay a lead fee, then have to offer the cheaper rate. Okay. Let those guys go on Home Advisor and Price Shop. But the guys we're putting on the first page, we're telling them that we verified these contractors. They're legitimate. You know, obviously we expect you guys to hold your price. We're kind of pitching to them more that you're the best in the area, not just cheap, right? Or easy access. So we do create a Google business profile for you too. And this is something that like you'll keep, you know, like even if you leave our services and you're not on the first page with us down the line, you'll still have that Google business profile for people to be able to look up Brothers Company Multi-Services LLC, see your website, see your reviews, and make sure you're a real company, you know. So that'll go a long way for you guys. Yeah, if you're planning on being around for a while.
Here's the thing. Do we have to be insured and able to get those jobs?
No, you don't have to. In order for us to list you, right? The requirements for us to list you, there's like a form that they'll send you. There's really not much of them, but we do recommend that you get it if you don't have it, and obviously proceed with caution as you guys take this job, these jobs, but you'd be operating at your own risk, you know?
For sure, yeah, because that's what, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay for us to post you, but, you know, obviously you guys just, you have to hash that out, and we would definitely recommend that you get the insurance.
Okay.
So I got to create the Google business profile in order to get everything set up. And then I'm also going to schedule a client interview with you guys. Is there another time where I'd be able to get both of you for that client interview? Because that's where they're going to go over like the services they list you for, the areas that we're targeting, and then we'll get started on the website during that appointment.
I don't know. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yeah. 3 and 4 should work, yeah.
Between 3 and 4 or 4 and 5?
4 and 5.
Four and five.
Okay. I'll schedule an appointment and I'll invite the partner to this. What's your partner's name, Jose?
Jorge. J-O-R-G-E.
Okay. And he's the manager or co-owner?
Yeah, we've been brothers.
You guys are brothers?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Jose? And Jorge?
Venegas.
What is it? Venegas? V-E-N-E-G-A-S?
V-A-N.
Oh, V-A. Okay. V-A-N-E-G-A-S?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you guys are bilingual, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I have bilingual representatives in-house, and we also will market that on the Google business profile, so that way if there's Spanish or they need Spanish contractors, they'll be able to contact you guys. They'll give you a leg up on some of these other guys. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It's BCM, so Brothers Company Multi-Services.
Mm-hmm.
So BCM Services.
Okay.
247 @gmail.com.
Okay. And I could send the receipt, the Google verification form, and the tracking system there?
Yes, everything through that email, yes.
Okay. You'll both be able to download the tracking system and app, so you can both keep track of the clients and how this is working. It doesn't just have to have one access, so you guys can both have access to it. I definitely recommend you both download it, because that way if one of you is missing calls, it'll still save the client's information in there, and then you could always go back and follow up with them at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Jorge, si quiere mirar eso ahorita?
I kind of caught up with something else, but can we do that at 4 or 5, or it has to be now?
The client interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, the client interview is scheduled between 4 and 5. Right now, I'm just creating the account, and we're going to secure the first month's payment so that your business gets that position on the first page of Google, and we take it off the board. So I actually have to create your Google business profile, and then I'll process the first month, send him over the receipt, the access to the tracking system, and the outline of the agreement in writing, as well as a Google verification form, and then we're basically good to go to 4 or 5. If you have something that you got to do, Jorge, that's totally fine. I could set it up with Jose here. I'll talk to you guys later between 4 and 5.
Pago?
Pago? Jorge, pago eso entonces?
Yeah, we're going to give it a 1 month and go from there, man. Hopefully we can be a long relationship. But as long as there's no contract, and as you know, now it's true with our contract with Angie. Oh, well, I wouldn't say screw, but cut off. So I'm not trying to put another one
Yeah, no, I can help you with that too, Jorge. So our company, we're partnered with Google. We're not like that where we just set up your account and forget it. We're not getting paid unless our clients get paid. So you guys will still have access to me as well as a 24/7 customer service department that'll be kind of walking you through, making sure everything's working. So
there's one more thing I want to ask you.
Sure.
So let's say we get a client from you guys.
Uh-huh.
And we make the sale. Do you guys get a percentage of that sale or not?
No, no. And I'm going to send you everything in writing. We don't get involved with your customers. We literally just put your number up there, and then it's attached to the tracking system in the app just so that you can verify that we're bringing those customers in. But we're not talking to your customers. We're not charging you based off of what you're making. All you pay each month is that $299 flat rate.
That's including taxes, or that's plus taxes?
No, that's with taxes included. So it'll come out to $299 exactly. And then this is a business expense for you guys. So we'll send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement with it saying it's for Google advertising. And you'll be able to write it off your taxes here at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give it a moment and we'll go from there, okay? I'll be really looking forward to meet you full five with that client.
Okay, it's going to be with a bilingual representative just so they can go over Spanish keywords and phrases with you, too. So it won't be with me, but I already sent Jose my direct number, and I could send it to you, too.
That'd be great.
All right, sounds good. Well, you have a great day, Jorge. I'm going to get Jose set up here, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Stay on the line with me, Jose.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And then Google's going to send this postcard in the mail, Jose. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It'll be 3120.
Okay.
Glen, Glen Robin Court.
Two different words?
Yeah, so Glen and Robin and then Charlotte, North Carolina.
Got it. And it's 205?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. And then the phone number that we're on right now, is this the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
I want to put two different numbers because it only has to be just one of them.
Yeah, there's only one for the Google business profile, but I can have another one like for us to contact, and we could add another one like as manager.
Yeah, this will be the number to call in.
Okay, for the customers, the 7380 number? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, what's the other phone number, though, for the account, just in case? You want to put Jorge's on there?
Yeah, so 704.
Okay.
777.
Okay. 8613.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. 704-777-8613.
That's right.
Okay, I gotcha.
8613, yep.
All right, perfect. And then I'm going to send a calendar invitation to the client interview appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll lock in between 4 and 5 Eastern Standard. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
With the business debit card.
Okay, now is this under your name or the business name or both?
We've all got our different cards, but this one is on the money. The card that I'm holding is on the money.
Okay, so it says Jose Venegas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it have the business name on it as well?
Yes, BCM Services LLC.
Okay, perfect. Oh, you could write it off. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that they're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5348-5700.
Hold on. Wait. 5348.
5700.
5700.
0939.
0939.
1733.
1733. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It is 1129.
Okay, and there's a 3-digit code on the back.
956.
956. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Just says added protection for you. if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Jose. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Broadest Company Multi-Services, LLC.
Okay, and can you state your name and title within the company?
Jose Venegas, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jose, it's important that you and Jorge are actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. That's where you get the best results, is when they're calling you live and you catch that live call. If you notice calls that are coming from our company, it's likely urgent regarding your account, so definitely make sure to get back to us as soon as possible.
Okay. So as point, what do we have to do? Just wait for the guy to call us and go from there?
Hold on. I'm still doing the voice verification, so one second. I'll go over it with you here at the end. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your first month's payment will be non-refundable due to the discounts applied towards building your website and everything. Just because it costs us money in order to get that stuff up and running, and they don't want to lose money. So it's going to be processed.
How about after that first month? Is that going to be no other more? Like,
no, yeah. You could obviously dispute it. Let me finish with the voice verification because it explains it, right? So it says, first month's payment is non-refundable. It's $299. It'll be processed today, December 16, 2024. Each month moving forward, you're getting the same discounted pricing structure of just $299. It's going to automatically process on the 16th day. We've included the custom website for you at no additional cost, and we waived all setup fees. It says here that you can discontinue or cancel at any time, Jose. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, let us know before the 16th day of the month or like before the next bill is due. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yeah. So first month, it's going to process. First month's non-refundable just because all the stuff we're doing. And then each month moving forward, it's going to auto-process on the 16th. If you guys ever want to discontinue, just let us know before the 16th so we could stop it from charging you. And then there's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. Make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hopefully that answers the question. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm about to process right now, you're going to receive an outline of the agreement in writing. So that way you have this all documented in black and white. Okay. And then you got to sign off on the bottom of that. You're going to get a Google verification form. You got to fill that out. That's going to go directly to the Google headquarters. I know you guys don't have the licensing, so it's totally fine. Just fill it out as best as you can. If anything's missing, check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing a video call with you, and we could verify it over the phone. And then also there's going to be a username and a password for a tracking system, and that'll give you a full full access to the tracking system, and that way you can keep track of all the customers that we're bringing in for you so you guys know what your return on investment is each month.
Yeah, I just got a receipt here already where it says,
yep.
Local box. Facebook, and how does the Facebook ads work in here?
Yeah, so the Facebook page, we're not going to duplicate your Facebook page at all.
Yeah, we already have it. Yeah, we already have a set.
Yeah, we're not going to duplicate it. So they'll ask you for access to that, and then we do a biweekly posting, and then they run ads. So anybody that's looked up your services in the last 24 to 48 hours, you'll actually pop up to them in a remarketing campaign. Or if they're doing an active search for any of your services on Facebook, they'll be able to see you guys as a top option as long as they're within 50 miles of you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah, so we walk you through that too and give you a full breakdown of it. We just don't want to overwhelm you with all the information at once. Right now, what we want you to do is kind of just focus on signing those subscription terms and then be available for the client interview between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today with our bilingual representative. And they'll actually, they'll walk you through that and get everything set up and customized for you.
It says, please click here to set the subscription. That's what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, that's the outline of the agreement. So you want to make sure you sign that. If you're on your mobile device, you might have to flip it sideways just to make sure that it allows you to sign it. Some guys have been having issues with that.
That's a bundle. So.
And then there's also a hard copy of this sent over to your email. So that way you and your brother both have it on file that you're getting all these products and features for that discounted price. Because it's normally $4.99 with all these services, but I knocked it down to just $2.99 for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should put us in position to work together long term. Like your brother was saying, like, hey, he likes that it's month to month, but our goal is to work with you, you know, for a long time, and we got to make sure you're profitable.
What is the add-on plugin installation policy? What is that?
Add-on plugin installation policy?
It's an installation fee, $49, one payment per plugin. The company does not own license or work with the plugins that are available.
Let me see what you're looking at here so I can give you an accurate.
It says local slash terms of experience, and it's something that says domain limitation and add-ons, plugin installation policies, image and content policy, onboarding terms.
Mm-hmm.
Company for a fee of $99.
Oh, yeah. So that's like if you leave our services later, but you want to keep the website and keep them like doing things on the site, then the agreement changes, right? While you're using our services, it's all included. So there's no extra charges for any of that month to month, but it's more like disclosure so that if you were to leave us and you wanted to keep the domain for the site, or if you still wanted us to access the site and make changes for you and help you with it, then they'll have a different setup for that, and they're just trying to disclose that with you there in the service agreement. But while you're using us, you're not going to incur any additional charges for anything that has to do with the service agreement, so the website or any of the other products and features. The pricing breakdown is right there. It says it's initial cost $2.99, and then monthly thereafter it's $2.99. $100 is going to go directly into your Facebook ads, and the other $199 is going to go towards our local SEO Google services.
Perfect.
And then we charge you zero for the website there. You can see in the receipt.
Yeah, I can see it here.
But it's a custom website design, so you know the website's worth usually it's $750 and then $50 a month for the hosting fee. But I waived all those. Like that's just a part of our service. Since you're doing the first page placement on Google and the ads, we're getting that built for you as like a courtesy. Our goal, like I said, is to work with you long term. So yeah, we'll probably lose money on a deal like that initially, but you know most of the guys end up using our services for years. So. You know, over time, we'll end up making it back.
What is the revenue that the guys signed with you actually make, just to be honest?
Yeah, like you can look up Google advertising ROI by year, and usually on average, Google says, and they take a lot of pride in that, that for every dollar invested into Google advertising, it yielded about $10 in return. So it's usually like 10 to 1, you know? For your industry, if we were just listing you for a couple of keywords, we list you for 15, but let's just say we're focused on your most profitable keywords. Showing you a 10 to 1 return on investment wouldn't be very difficult. Like how many clients would we really have to bring you in order to make $3,000?
Right.
Yeah. It'd be like two or three of the right guys, you know, if it's right. A bigger job. Yeah. So the ROI is definitely there, but for us to tell you in hypotheticals, Google doesn't want us to do that versus if we, at the end of each month, we could sit down, log into the tracking system with you and Jorge and say, yeah, this job came from this, this job came from this. And that's the only way for you to be able to really see like, hey, okay, you know, we spent $2.99, but we made this off those customers. And we don't even know what you're making off the customers. We just be able to show you like the tracking and everything. It's for you guys to go in there and actually say, oh yeah, this guy turned into a client and we made X amount of money.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's why I try to stay away from that, like the calls are recorded. So I don't like to say, hey, you're going to get $5,000 if you sign up. You know, it's just not realistic. You know, what's real is at the end of the month, you know, you guys sit down, you evaluate it, you see all the customers that come in, and then from there you'll be able to see your numbers. But Google claims it's 10 to 1.
10 to 1, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm already signed and everything, so I want to be – so there's a profile that says business info, Broder's company, multi-services, the address.
Do you see the one that says pictures needed for Google verification? Is that what you're on right now?
Let me see. It says contact support now, look at ads, and it says listing Google ads, and it says that's it. That's the only page that it says. It doesn't say anything else. It only says export on the bot, but that's nothing else in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it comes out with.
No, it should be a new text message, a new email.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, it says action needed, pictures needed for Google. So what do we need here?
Yeah, that's the verification form. So this is actually going to go to the Google headquarters. So you want to make sure you guys fill that out.
Okay, I need to fill everything out. Okay, guys.
Yeah, take your time with that. Sometimes it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get it back to us. And then if you need help with it, you know, I'm going to bring in one of our customer service agents that's bilingual too. So that way if you guys, you know, because there's going to be Spanish keywords that you could target too. So I just want to make sure. I don't speak fluent Spanish. So
that's fine.
I'm going to bring another guy in, though, just to make sure that we're covering your bases there.
Tool and equipment, war vehicle with license plate, license insurance, business card, okay, business mm-hmm. registration, invoice, workplace. Now, the invoice that we use an application for that called Invoice Fly.
Perfect. You could just screenshot one, and then when it says upload file there on your phone, you could just go into the picture album and then paste it in there. Google's just looking to see that you're cooperating with it, you know. They're not going to ride you too hard if stuff's missing. They're just trying to make sure that there's a real legitimate person on the other end that's going to be able to take it.
Doesn't matter the amount, right? Even if it's for
$40. Doesn't matter. It just lets us know that you're actually a real business and you're in business. You're not some like random guy that's just, you know, got a dream, never really done anything.
For sure, understandable. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So as of now, I have everything that I need right here.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. And just remember, like, we're gonna walk you through it. Like, when you look up our company, we got about 450 people that work here. Like, we're not a small business. We have over 10,000 businesses that we service actively right now across the U.S. So, you know, as we're going step by step, they will walk you through it. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always call in. I sent over my direct number, but our customer service line is also attached to every text and email that you get from us.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, like I said, I will do it in here. And then I want to see if I can start filling out the application today and send it out today. And who do I send it to?
It'll actually tell you at the bottom you submit it, and it'll automatically return to sender.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds good.
Yeah, once you fill it out. So, all right. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. I added Jorge as the co-owner to the account, so he has full access to everything. I'll let you get back to work as of right now, but again, look out for our phone call. There's going to be a bilingual representative that'll contact you guys at 4 o'clock to walk you through it.
Sure. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.